Logo, Hallmark Media. Title, Heaven Down Here. In the morning in Philadelphia, snow blankets the ground. Text, Crystal Joy Brown, Tina Lifford, and Felicia Rashad. Text, the day before Christmas. In a suburban home up for sale, two kids bake cookies with their mom.
Don't forget the sprinkles.
Okay, Mommy.
Hey, Julian, put a little bit of sugar on those cookies, huh?
Yeah, perfect. Great, babies.
Oh, it's our song. Come on, get your microphones. Get your microphones. Ready? Here we go. Here we go.
Dashing through the snow on a one-horse open sleigh. Over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, hold on, guys. I'll be right back. Keep decorating.
At Rocco's Diner, a manager wears a Santa hat.
Hi, Dan.
Oh, Hermione, hey, listen, I'm gonna need you to come in today, okay? A singles group booked off an entire section
for their annual Christmas Eve mixer, so I'm gonna need the extra hands, all right?
Dan, I can't.
It's a lunch shift, you'll be home by 6 p.m.
Dan, I promised the kids that I would spend the whole day with them. I can't go back on that.
Hermione, I'm not trying to be a Grinch here, I'm really not, but may I remind you what at-will employment means?
Yeah, well,
I'll just have to risk it.
Mommy, you have to help us finish the cookies.
Oh, of course.
In the afternoon at a church, a children's choir performs for their families. A pastor rises from a piano bench, and a little girl in an angel costume hugs him.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, I've been touched by an angel. Thank you, children, for that wonderful performance. And thank you all for coming today.
I know you have a lot to do for Christmas, but I want to put in a personal appeal for our annual Christmas mission dinner for, well, for those with nowhere else to go. This is an important cause. Like the Bible says, let us not love in word, but in deed. So, if you can, we can make time in your busy schedules. Please talk to Gladys on your way out. Spread the word.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
He watches the parishioners leave the church. Now, in a row home kitchen.
Color washes you out. You need to wear more autumn colors.
Seriously, I love this color. Mom, let's just eat.
A young woman in a beige cardigan looks at her mother.
Are you okay with me leaving in January?
Of course. I mean, I don't understand why you need to go cross country for school. And Los Angeles is no city of angels.
I actually think you'd like it. Lots of sunshine. And it's the top film school in the country. You know, how about we just focus on making Christmas great tomorrow?
Okay. I'm making our special dishes and, of course, grabbing your favorite Black Forest cake.
My favorite when I was like 10. I'm paleo these days.
What are you talking about? You love Black Forest cake.
Never mind. It sounds delicious.
You know, I could go with you.
Mom? I need to do this on my own. Okay, but you can visit me anytime you like. For a few days.
Oh, it's just an idea. I was trying to help you. Oh, God. God forbid that I be late for Miss Nancy. I know she's the one dying, but she just might kill me in the process.
Okay, just be careful. It's supposed to snow.
Love you.
Love you too.
Imani holds a bill while on the phone.
I've already given you two extensions. There's no more I can do. If we don't receive payment by January 1st, this account is set to go to collections.
Listen, our family has been through a lot since I lost my husband. We just need a little more time.
I'm truly sorry for your loss, but unfortunately, there's just nothing more I can do.
Yeah. Yeah, you said that. I understand.
Well, if that's all, then Merry Christmas, and please hold.
She hangs up and shuts her eyes. Shaking her head, she dials her phone again. As she lifts the phone to her ear, she forces a small smile.
Hey, Dan.
Bonnie!
In the church office, the pastor sips from a Christmas mug while making a call.
Hello?
Max! How are you, my friend? Listen, I'm just checking in. How are we doing on your company's donation for our annual Christmas mission dinner for the homeless?
When is that again?
It's tomorrow.
Right. Listen, I'm sorry, man. Word from the board is that they want to change up the end of your giving.
Change it up? They've donated for the past 5 years.
I know. It's not my decision. Sorry, man.
Yeah, I mean, me too. Okay. Merry Christmas, Max.
Same to you.
In a photo on the pastor's desk, he smiles with his wife and teenage son. As the pastor glances longingly at the photo, Gladys steps into the office.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help it over here. Should we cancel the dinner?
No. No, we will figure something out. I will
go to the grocery store and see what's on sale.
Are you sure that's enough?
Loaves and fishes, Gladys. Loaves and fishes.
At Imani's house.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy
Roxy, Julian, I gotta go. I had a great time with Auntie Ellie.
Mommy, when are you gonna come back?
Oh, I will be home in time to tuck me in.
These are for you, in case you get hungry.
Oh, this will be a great snack, sweetie. Thank you.
No problem.
Imani takes a box of cookies.
Come, Kayla.
She hugs her kids, then carries her purse past the for sale sign on the lawn as she walks to her car. While Ellie and the kids watch from a window, she smiles and waves at them.
Hi, babies. I love you. I'll be back soon.
The pastor drives.
This nor'easter's blown into Philadelphia faster than Santa and his reindeer, so it's a perfect reason to spend Christmas Eve inside with your loved ones. I'm leaving you with this beautiful tune. This is Heaven Down Here by Mickey Guyton.
Hey, God, it's me. I hate to be your father, but I could use a minute or two.
Imani turns up her radio.
Yeah, I'm just so heartbroken, disappointed in the way this world is.
Thick snowflakes drift over a neighborhood. In the living room of a home, Nancy, an elderly woman, sits near a radio.
Alrighty, here you go.
Well, that took long enough. Is it even still hot?
Well, it should be a good temperature, you tell me.
It's fine. Turn that music off.
Okay. I'm gonna get you your blanket.
I don't want a blanket.
Well, it started snowing outside. You don't want to catch
a cold. I don't want you babying me. Just go sit in the kitchen. On second thought, go to the attic.
The attic?
Yes, the attic. There's a box up there with some Christmas ornaments I haven't seen in a while. Bring them to me.
You don't even have a tree.
Oh, thank you for stating the obvious.
I'm your nurse, not your servant. I would ask that you be respectful.
Fine. Bring me the box from the attic, please.
The nurse purses her lips and leaves Nancy with a cup of tea. On a winding staircase, she makes a phone call.
Hello, Diane, this is Clara. I can't do this assignment any longer. Nothing has improved, nothing. Now, I will stay till the new year. But then you must reassign me, okay?
At Rocco's Diner, Imani pulls into the slushy parking lot. She parks her car, then braces herself against the frigid wind as she scrambles toward the diner's front door. She slips on an icy batch, then collides with an inflatable Santa. She warms up in the lobby. Then she heads into the diner's kitchen.
More dishes, please.
You're late.
In case you haven't noticed, there is a snowstorm coming. The traffic was a nightmare.
You ever hear it's better to give no excuse than a bad one?
Dan puts on a Santa hat.
Well, look at you. Getting into the spirit?
Well, it's good for business. One for you right there.
Oh, no. That's all you, Dan.
Tables 2 and 16.
And that's all you, Imani.
Imani ties her apron and grabs the orders.
Merry Christmas to you too, Dan.
What's that?
Nothing.
At Nancy's house, Clara stumbles into a dim, dusty attic.
Oh!
She lights up the clutter with her phone flashlight.
Oh, you won't believe it. I don't know how I'm supposed to find anything in this mess. I could be up here all night.
Clara sets aside a Christmas wreath. Then, she grins as she lifts a trunk's lid. In the blizzard, the pastor's car stalls.
No me digas.
He starts the car and creeps forward. It stalls again.
Oh, I see. We're in an Old Testament mood today. Very funny.
No puede ser.
He climbs out of the car and zips his coat, then spots the nearby Rocco's Diner sign through the heavy snow. Slowly, the pastor pushes his vehicle through the snow toward the diner parking lot. Meanwhile, Dan moves the inflatable Santa and Mrs. Claus aside as he carries a shovel back into the diner's lobby.
Imani, can you please set up tables 4 and 7? The singles group is going to be here in an hour, okay?
I set them up when you first asked me 20 minutes ago, Dan.
Fine. Let's start on the drinks then.
A cook wipes his hands as he steps out of the kitchen.
Man, the storm's really kicking up, huh? Hope we're out of here before it gets too bad.
Fingers crossed.
Imani carries iced tea pitchers into the dining room, then peers through a snowy window. In the parking lot, the pastor pushes his car toward an open space. Imani hurries out into the blizzard.
Hey there, need some help?
Oh, I called a tow truck. Oh. It'll take some time.
Come on in while you wait. We just put on a fresh pot of coffee.
Thank you. Could you tell me where's the closest grocery store?
They're all closed. It's Christmas Eve.
The pastor warms up in the diner's lobby and removes his soggy gloves.
You got any spiked eggnog?
That kind of day, huh?
In Nancy's living room.
Well, there's some really beautiful artwork in here.
Clara sets down the trunk and opens it. Nancy gazes wistfully at the decorations inside, then reaches for a star-shaped, wooden tree topper. As Nancy cradles the Star of Bethlehem, her face softens into a smile. Then, Nancy looks toward a corner of her living room. In a spot where a potted plant now stands, she remembers a glowing Christmas tree surrounded by gifts. Clara smiles brightly and gestures toward the box of Christmas decorations.
Miss Swanson, shall I help you put this stuff out?
Well, for years I haven't decorated for the holidays. What's the point? There's nothing to celebrate, no one to celebrate with. I just needed to see them once more. This may be my last Christmas.
Clara studies Nancy's somber expression.
This stuff is beautiful.
This is my daughter's work. Noel. We named her that because she was born on Christmas Day.
I didn't know you had a daughter. Will you and Noel be getting together this Christmas?
No. She was a very talented artist. The youngest person to win a scholarship at the Institute of Art of Chicago. No one had her attention to detail. Ah, you see here? The Star of Bethlehem emblem is carved into each piece. Yes, that's the signature for Noel Swanson original.
Oh, my. Is this your daughter?
Nancy grabs a file.
This is personal.
Of course, I just thought that maybe you would want to reach out.
Don't you have something to do?
Yes.
Clara forces a smile, then rises from her seat.
Can I get you some more tea?
I have everything I need.
Okay.
At the diner, Imani pours coffee while the pastor makes a call.
We are experiencing delays due to unforeseen weather conditions. Please stay on hold for an update on your request. Your estimated wait time is 4 hours.
4 hours?
That doesn't sound good. Is there anyone that can pick you up? Family?
Oh. Imani checks her phone.
Hey, Ellie, what's going on?
Hey, Imani. I hate to bug you at work, but Julian's upset. I think he's having a panic attack or something.
I don't know if it's the storm or what. I tried to calm him down, but he only wanted you. Could you talk to him? Of course. Put him on.
Okay. I've got Mommy.
Hey, Jay. How you doing, buddy?
I can't breathe. My chest hurts. I wish you were here.
I know. And I feel awful. But we can do this, right?
Yeah.
Good. Just sit on the floor, like we do.
Ellie holds a tablet while Julian settles onto the floor.
Yeah. Now, put your arms up and stretch to the sky. Okay, I'm gonna count. On one, breathe in, and when I get to five, breathe out. Ready?
One, two, three, four, five.
How's that feel?
Better.
Awesome. You are such a strong kid.
Will you be home soon?
Yes, sir. Okay, sweetie, I gotta go. I love you so much.
Love you too, Mommy.
Love you guys.
Table six. Steak, medium rare.
I am so sorry for sitting at your table like this.
No worries. That seemed important. I take it that was your son?
Julian. My husband passed away around this time last year. And since then, he's been having these panic attacks.
Well, you handled it very well. I enjoy bearing witness to a mother's love in action. As a mother comforts her child, I will comfort you. Isaiah 66:13.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Imani, if you want to sit, clock out, take a break. Thank you.
Back to work.
Of course. Thank you.
Here we go. Number two special.
While Dan works near the register, the pastor approaches him and offers a handshake.
Hi, Pastor Felix Montes. Looks like you're the man in charge around here.
That's right. Dan Russo, what can I do for your father?
It's Pastor. Or Felix is fine, too.
Whatever you say, Pastor.
Felix. Never mind. 'Tis the season of giving, and I was wondering if you'd be willing to donate some food from the diner to our church's holiday dinner for the homeless tomorrow.
I don't think so. I'm sorry.
It's fully tax deductible. Also, we could add your business to our website. Send a ton of traffic your way.
Listen, this is a business, so if you want food, you'll have to pay for it.
All right. How much will this pay for?
Dan counts Felix's money.
About 2 dozen hoagies. You want them?
That's not nearly enough. We have to feed 200 people, at least.
Dan shrugs and returns the cash.
You know, you might want to cut your waitress some slack. Seems like she's the only one here who actually understands the meaning of Christmas.
You know what? Actually, here. This one's on me. Merry Christmas.
Dan gives Felix a candy cane and walks away.
God loves a cheerful giver.
Okay, so Sylvie is here to relieve me, so I'm going to be on my way.
Okay.
Is there anything I can do for you before I leave?
No.
You know, I can take this stuff back.
Go on, Clara. I am perfectly fine, and I don't want to pay 2 nurses.
All right, ma'am. Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Check the table on your way out.
On Nancy's foyer table, Clara finds an envelope with a check inside.
Oh, Miss Swanson, this...
Nancy sleeps in her armchair.
This is so generous.
Clara shakes her head as she tucks the envelope in her bag, then returns to the living room and picks up a red plaid blanket from the back of a chair. As Clara gently drapes the blanket over Nancy's shoulders and lap, Nancy's file folder slides onto the floor. While Nancy sleeps, Clara sneaks a peek at the photos and papers inside the file. Then, she closes the folder and carries it toward the door. Now in a diner or booth, Felix makes a phone call.
Order up! Leave a message after the
beep. Hi, Jack. It's Pastor Felix. Merry Christmas. I know it's late, but I'm in a bit of a bind. I was hoping maybe you could donate some cheesesteaks for tomorrow's event. Give me a buzz. Thank you.
Dan takes a call in the kitchen.
Yes, well, you know, it really is a shame, but we look forward to you dining with us in the future. Okay, I understand. Goodbye.
I am out of here.
What?
Yeah, single seniors called, you know. They canceled because of the storm. Dinner service is going to be light, I figure, so why not get my party on?
I agree. No need hanging out here if no one's coming in.
No. I do need you to close. I cancel Jessica's shift. Jamie can go home after the last customer is served, and you can lock up.
No, my shift is almost over, and I gotta get back to my kids. Call Jess back.
Well, Imani, I need a team player here. Jess has already kind of been angling for more day shifts. I would probably have to give her some
more. No. I need my day shifts.
Hey, a couple more hours. What's the big deal?
No. No, I am not staying past my shift. Call Jess.
You sure? Day shifts.
As Imani turns back to Dan, he tosses the keys to her.
Fine. I'll stay.
All right. Have a good night. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Mom.
Hi.
I'm going to pick up the cake and then I'm heading home to cook.
Cake? What? Don't worry about the cake. I just heard that the buses stopped running.
I know. That's why I'm walking. But I need the exercise and I love the fresh air.
Okay, Mom, just please be careful and call me when you get there.
Look at you worrying about your mama. Okay. Love you. Bye-bye.
Clara crosses a snowy street. In the evening at the diner, Felix scrolls through his son's social media feed. His son, now a young man, poses while wearing sneakers. A caption reads, "My new kicks didn't stand a chance on these rainy streets today." Imani smiles as she sits down across from Felix with a slice of pie.
How's the toe coming?
Oh. I've given up on that.
You're a man of faith. You're not supposed to give up.
How are you holding up? I couldn't help but overhear your boss.
Yeah. No one's ever accused Dan of having too much holiday spirit.
If you want to close up early, I won't tell.
It's okay. I just need to power through. Merry Christmas.
A customer leaves.
Excuse me. Was there something wrong with your service?
It was fine.
Well, I'm just wondering why you only left a dollar tip on a $75 tab. Is that how you show your Christmas spirit?
Look, I don't have time for this. My wife and kid are at the car.
Yeah, well, I have kids to feed, too.
That's not my problem. If you're so worried about your kids, maybe get a real job with benefits.
How dare you? Oh, sad that you have to tear other people down to make yourself feel better.
I'm with the lady here. I think you owe her an apology and a real tip.
Respectfully, I can handle myself.
Imani strides away.
You know, you didn't have to attack her just to make yourself feel better about being cheap.
If she can't hack it, it's not my problem. So, can it with the goody two-shoes.
Felix reveals his clerical collar.
Oh, Father, I...
You were rude to a good person doing an honest job for no good reason. God has clearly blessed you with much. A pity you choose to be ungenerous with those gifts.
The customer looks away sheepishly, then walks back to his booth and takes his wallet from his pocket. As the man places two $20 bills on the table, Felix smiles to himself. The man passes Felix on his way toward the door.
Merry Christmas.
Felix watches him go, then looks skyward.
All right, I'll admit it. That was fun.
In the kitchen.
You're not going to go out there and wring his neck.
Imani washes her hands at a sink. In front of a mirror, she touches up her makeup.
We could use a little more heaven down here. We could use a little more heaven down here.
In the dining room, Imani finds the customer's tip beside his plate. With a grin, she collects the money and turns to Felix.
That customer had an amazing change of heart after I left.
Well, it is the season of miracles.
Why do I have the feeling you had something to do with this particular miracle? Well, thank you.
I understand guys like that. I used to be just like him, actually. I didn't always wear this collar, you know. Until 8 years ago, I worked for a big venture capital firm. All I cared about was chasing the deal, climbing the ranks, even at the expense of the people that I loved most. When that guy was talking, I heard myself. How I used to talk to coworkers and friends, family. He's probably deeply unhappy. I certainly was.
So, how did you end up in the ministry?
I had a really bad year. I lost my marriage, my business. I was forced to take a hard look at myself and ask, what is truly important? I always wanted to help people and guide them, so I left it all behind and I enrolled in seminary.
I bet your past makes you more relatable to your congregation.
You'd think so, right? I don't know. The church used to be so filled with energy and hope. We had the best choir in the whole city. Mm-hmm. And now, attendance is down, and our choir director joined a church across town.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Well, have faith. I mean, you got that guy to give me a tip on Christmas Eve. You moved his heart.
Yeah, more like I gave him a guilty conscience.
Either way, it worked. I'd be happy to give you a lift after work, if you like.
Oh, that would be a blessing. if it's not too much trouble.
No trouble at all.
She rises from the table with a smile, and Felix watches her thoughtfully as he drinks his coffee. At night, snowflakes swirl through the air while Clara trudges down a sidewalk in the blizzard. Through the storm, she catches a glimpse of the Rocco's Diner sign. Inside, Imani and an elderly customer stand near the door while a group of teens shove past them.
So, be careful on the roads, okay?
Always on. Merry Christmas.
Oh, hey, you guys walk where you're going. Oh, boy, scram.
Okay, Boomer, I'll scram. What are you, 80?
What's wrong with being 80?
Nothing.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Icy wind blows.
Okay, you know what? I'm done. everyone, we are closing up early because the snowstorm is so bad. Okay, thank you.
Bold move, I like it.
Jamie, we're closing up, executive decision.
Copy that, boss.
I just need about a half hour or so and I will take you home.
Oh, yeah, take your time.
Clara stumbles in.
Oh, thank you. Oh.
I don't think I could have walked one more step. Your light was divine intervention.
Unfortunately, we're closing, so if you're planning to eat...
Nope, just one Black Forest cake.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I can't ring up any more transactions.
Well, fortunately, I prepaid.
Of course, you must be Clara.
I am. Yes.
Oh. Are you having a big Christmas dinner?
No, it's just my daughter and I. I am fixing all of her favorites, including a soup that my mom used to make for me.
Well, cheers to both of us making it home by Christmas.
Yes.
Back of the house is closed up. I packed a Christmas spread for you and the kids. Figured you could use a pick-me-up.
Oh, Jamie, thank you.
Imani gives Jamie a stocking with treats.
For you and the family.
I love it. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Get home safe.
Yeah.
Felix turns to Clara.
May I see you to your car?
Oh, well, thank you, Reverend, but no, I'm going to walk.
I don't think that you can walk. It's...
The power goes out.
What now?
Let's stay calm. I'll check the fuse box. Hang tight.
Thank God for battery-operated lights. Oh, hey, Ellie.
Hey, Money.
Is everybody all right?
The power went out here.
Oh, yeah, we're fine. Must just be a local outage. The kids are upstairs watching a movie.
Oh, good. Well, there are batteries and candles in the table in the hallway, and then I'm going to lock up and head out.
If you listen to the radio,
they're saying all the major roads are closed because of the weather conditions.
What? They can't do that.
Yeah, they're calling it Snowmageddon.
And they're saying stay off the roads unless absolutely necessary.
Well, this is necessary.
Look,
their bedtime is in a couple of hours anyway. Just wait out the storm, okay? As long as you're here Christmas morning, they'll
understand.
We'll see. Will you put them on speaker, please?
Okay, hold on. Kids, Mom's on the phone. Here they come. Say hi.
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 So, guys, I hear you're having a great time with Auntie Ellie.
Yes. Are you coming home now?
Yeah, well, the storm is pretty bad, so I am going to stay here at the restaurant
until... it clears up. And as soon as I can,
I am going to come home and we are going to open presents.
Okay.
Well, I don't want you guys to miss any of your movie. Okay, go ahead. I love you guys.
Love you too.
The lights turn on.
And God said, let there be light.
It's a miracle.
I'd say we get going before anything else goes wrong.
Yes.
Actually, I just heard that the city has closed all of the main roads until the storm passes.
How long is that supposed to be?
The advisory says 5 a.m. And then it'll take a couple of hours for the road crews to come in.
We plan, God laughs.
In a booth, Imani slumps with her elbows on the table. Outside, streetlights glow through heavy snowfall. Later, Imani brings a steaming mug to Clara's table, and Felix scrolls through his son's social media photos.
Stay warm.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Who's the handsome guy?
Oh, it's my son, Bobby.
Are you spending Christmas together?
No, not this year.
Oh, okay, it's getting cold in here. I'll go get some blankets we have stashed for cold summer nights.
Clara takes a phone call.
Yeah, don't worry, Jade. Yes, I'll keep checking the news, and if anything changes, I'll come home. All right, good night. I love you.
She takes out Nancy's file folder. Felix sees Noelle's photo.
Is that your daughter?
Oh, no, it's my patient's daughter. I stole this file from her today.
Oh, a confession. You know I'm not that kind of preacher, right?
You know, I never understood why Nancy, that's my patient, why she was so hostile and difficult. And then I found this file today, and when I showed it to her, I have never seen her so fragile. I mean, for the first time, I felt really sorry for her. And I think that this young lady has something to do with why she's so unhappy. She must be estranged from her daughter.
Clara, what exactly are you planning to do with that?
I am going to find Nancy's daughter.
Meanwhile, in the kitchen, Imani spots a light beneath an office door. She scowls, then opens it.
What are you still doing here? I thought you left hours ago.
I did. I left. You know what? My whereabouts, none of your business. Okay, I can come and go as I please.
It is my business. Because if it weren't for you, I would have been long gone.
Imani.
Are you okay? We heard screaming.
Oh, I'm not even a little bit okay.
Didn't we see you leave earlier?
Exactly.
Who is this man?
This man is the manager of this fine establishment. He forced me to cover a shift on my kids' first Christmas without their dad, only to find out he was here the entire time playing video games.
Oh, I will never buy another Black Forest cake from you.
You can kick somebody else around, but you are not ruining my Christmas.
Felix and Clara glare at Dan.
What? What, do I owe you an explanation?
No, but you owe her one.
I am just gonna take back streets and side streets, and it'll take twice as long, but they can't have closed every single road. I'm getting home to my babies.
In this storm, that's a bad idea.
It's Christmas. I have to try something. You two seem like good, trustworthy people. So you can stay here if you want, and Dan can take you home and lock up. But I have got to go.
Imani.
In the parking lot, Imani struggles to stay on her feet while she lurches toward her car.
Okay. All right. I'm all right. I'm okay.
A utility pole falls, blocking her car and nearly hitting her.
Oh.
Felix sprints outside while she tries to stand up from the icy pavement.
Are you hurt? Anything broken?
No, I'm fine, and I can still drive.
That's not happening.
By By candlelight in the diner, Imani sips a drink.
I'm sorry I ran off like that. I guess I just had tunnel vision.
I get it. We put everything on the line for our children.
It's 7 o'clock. They'll be asleep in an hour. I really wanted to tuck them in. They've been through so much in their short little lives.
I admire your spirit.
She shakes her head and sets her glass down, then looks into Felix's eyes.
Imani, look, I'm sorry about tonight.
Dan, I really don't want to hear your lame apologies right now.
Okay.
While Dan slinks away, Clara walks in.
Clara! Felix! Since we are going to be stuck here for the rest of the night, we might as well enjoy our Christmas Eve together.
Imani serves Clara and Felix.
A little festive sparkling cider. Cheers to Christmas Eve at Rocco's Diner. Not an evening any of us planned or imagined, but doesn't mean we can't make it special.
Salud.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Across the dining room, Dan listens while he eats by himself.
So what would you normally be doing on Christmas Eve, Felix?
I'm usually busy with the Christmas service, but back in the day, my whole family would fly to my abuelas in Houston for Nochebuena. We would play music and dance and eat. Just have a blast. Yeah, whatever divisions or arguments we'd had over the year just didn't seem important in that moment.
I get what you're trying to do. Reconciliation and forgiveness is kind of your thing. I am not breaking bread with that man after what he did.
Understood. But no one should be alone on Christmas Eve. Maybe you can extend just a little grace.
It's Christmas.
Look at him.
Dan, if you would like to bring your plate and join us, please do.
Yeah. Thanks.
Happy.
Good girl.
Dan slides into the booth beside Clara.
Tread lightly, love.
Okay. Look, Imani, I am sorry. I didn't realize how important this whole thing was. I figured it was a few more hours and maybe you're just, I don't know, being dramatic.
Maybe if you thought about someone else's feelings besides your own, you'd realize the truth.
I get that. But maybe I'm under a lot of pressure with this job.
Oh, poor you. Given a job handed on a silver platter by your uncle?
You mean the uncle that barely respects me? You really think he wanted to give the 28-year-old college dropout this job? No. He just did it as a favor for my mom. But look, the bottom line of it is I didn't have some big Christmas party to go to. I just pretended like I did.
But why?
Oh, I don't know, Pastor. Maybe I didn't want to admit that I was a loser that nobody wanted to spend time with on Christmas.
Well, that's just sad, isn't it?
A little bit.
Okay, well, let's eat.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'd like to hold hands for grace.
Come on.
With hesitation, Dan joins hands with Imani and Clara.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this food we are about to receive that will nourish our minds, bodies, and souls. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right.
This looks wonderful.
Jamie is the best cook in Philly, I swear. I don't know how you got him.
Yeah.
Later, Imani serves cookies.
Dessert is on me.
Oh, wow. My daughter and I used to make these cookies when she was a child. She loved to bake with me.
In a memory, Clara wears a Santa hat and bakes with Jade.
We would make candy and cakes, and she'd get all sticky. Black forest cake, that was her favorite. I would buy one every Christmas. And then I'd dress up in bright colors and wrap myself in tinsel. Just a little sparkle, I'd say. And we'd sing songs to the radio.
In the present, Clara holds an iced sugar cookie and smiles wistfully.
I miss that time. This year, she tells me that she doesn't like black forest cake anymore. But I know better.
That's why it was so important for you to pick one up. Even in a blizzard.
Sounds like a wonderful memory.
Next month, Jade moves to Los Angeles. Nothing will be the same.
You can always visit.
The lights flicker.
Oh, come on.
No.
All right. You'll be all right. Oh. Okay.
Stay. Just stay.
Okay. Oh, you know what, you guys? I've got an idea. Hold on.
What is she up to now?
I don't know.
Imani carries art supplies to a diner booth.
Oh, we're doing arts and crafts?
I keep this behind the counter to keep the kids occupied while their parents eat. We are going to spruce this place up so it doesn't look like a 20-something bachelor decorated it.
Me?
We always made homemade decorations when I was a kid, so I'm kind of an expert at it.
Thank you.
No reason we can't add a little sparkle in here.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Whenever my parents came, we'd recreate all of the silly traditions from my childhood.
Everyone looks at Imani's phone.
This is all of us. Last time we were together. That's Martin, before he was diagnosed. And that's my mom and dad.
You are their spitting image.
Ha ha. Yes, when you are the child of an interracial adoption, everybody got jokes.
That's my bad.
At least, they wanted me.
Of course they did.
My parents were of Scandinavian descent. So, we also celebrated on Christmas Eve. Lunch with family and friends at the smorgasbord. And then, home for Christmas caroling.
In a childhood photo, Imani sings.
Look at you.
Yeah. And I used to have the best Christmases as a kid. Video games, snowball fights in the backyard with my cousin. Then my parents split up. It's like everything's perfect, and then all of a sudden, falls apart, you know?
Yeah, I know. Okay, what do you got?
Well?
Clara holds an ornament made from gift bows.
Oh, it's
a disco ball.
Oh, so what do you got? Dan, this is...
Dan's drawing captures their likenesses.
This is beautiful.
Wow.
I had no idea you could draw.
Year of art school.
Well, I didn't know you went to art school. Well. Okay. Well, let's make this place Christmas.
Together, they light more candles and decorate a tree. While standing on a ladder, Clara smiles and hangs her gift bow disco ball from the ceiling. Felix and Dan high-five, then hang a red and green paper garland in a diner window. Later, everyone admires their work.
Not too shabby, guys.
Imani's smile fades while she checks her pockets.
No.
What?
What's wrong?
My tips. No, I put them in this pocket, I'm sure of it, and I can't find them.
Are you sure you put them in that pocket?
Yeah, maybe you left them in your apron.
No, I put them in this pocket. I checked right at closing and it...
She remembers a teen bumping into her.
Oh, that little... That boy! Oh, I didn't even notice when he was picking my pocket.
Whoa, who are you talking about? The neighborhood kids? Oh. Yeah, they're always in here causing trouble.
It's gone. It's all gone. I can't. Oh, this whole day was for nothing. No, I needed those tips.
Imani, thieves and pickpockets are everywhere this season. You have to find a more reliable method of storing your money. You can't be so careless, honey.
Yes. Yes. Yes, thank you, Clara, for making me feel like even more of a failure than I already did. You sure have a way with words.
As Imani strides out of the dining room and into the kitchen, Clara blinks rapidly.
I was just trying to help.
In the kitchen, Imani shakes her head while she sits on a countertop. Felix comes in to check on her.
Clara didn't mean anything.
Martin and I were always a team. I don't know if I can do all this by myself. And I just keep screwing it up.
Because you're trying to do the impossible. Look, they lost someone they loved. That's the reality. All you need to do is be their mother. Your love will get them through anything.
It just feels like we're barely holding on.
Imani lifts a hand to her tearful face, and Felix sits down beside her.
Bobby, my son, he's grown up now. And when he was little, I can't remember how many birthdays or special occasions I missed because I was out of town trying to close some big deal that I thought was so important. And now, my son's cut me out of his life. When I'm lucky enough to get through on the phone, he makes it crystal clear that he wants distance. And I can't blame him. But I also can't keep beating myself up for this.
He rests a hand on her shoulder.
Look, none of us is perfect. But you are clearly an amazing mother. Never doubt that.
It's Christmas. Maybe you can call your son.
I already reached out, and maybe next year.
I'm sure you're a wonderful father. Because you're a good man.
The power goes out again. By candlelight, they look into each other's eyes.
But not such an amazing electrician.
Imani, I am so sorry.
I know. It's okay. And I had no right to speak to you the way I did.
Felix and Dan leave the kitchen.
Jay says that I meddle and that I can be too harsh with my words sometimes.
You've just got a lot of love to give. Jade's lucky to have you.
When we moved here, she was a baby and not everyone was kind to us. I was committed to protecting her, and now I fear that I'm the one who's judging and finding fault.
It all comes from a place of love. I know my parents loved me, but they were ill-equipped at protecting me from the harsh realities of this world.
But I imagine they did their best.
You know, I really could have used an Auntie Clara speaking up for me when I was growing up.
Well, I was a school teacher back in the day, so I guess it sort of comes with the territory.
Well, thank you, Auntie Clara.
Thank you, Imani.
Imani and Clara hug.
Okay, we need some serious holiday cheer up in here.
Yes, I agree.
It's been a lot.
About that.
Oh. A keyboard.
Look what we found.
It's Jamie's. He's in a band. I let him store it here.
I have an idea about how to get a little Christmas spirit going.
Okay. Well, what you got, preacher?
Hey.
Well, there you go.
That will help.
Mom, is Santa still coming? I'm worried he won't show since you're not here.
Yes, Santa is still coming, but it's bedtime.
But we can't sleep until you sing to us like you always do.
I may have something to help with that. This is my Christmas Eve gift to you two.
Imani gives her phone to Dan. He holds it up so Roxy and Julian can watch their mom sing while Felix plays the keyboard.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep in the hay.
Imani and Felix smile at each other. And she retrieves her phone from Dan.
Sweet dreams, babies. I love you.
Ellie gives a thumbs up while the kids doze beside her, and Imani ends the call.
Thanks, guys.
That was amazing. Thank
you. Wow. Where have you been? My choir needs you.
Imani always kills it at karaoke nights.
I always loved to sing. I even studied in college, but I knew it was a pipe dream.
I don't think it's a pipe dream at all.
No, I don't think so.
It's a gift.
Outside the diner, frigid winds blow. In the dining room, Imani smiles at Dan while they clean a booth together. Nearby, Felix joins Clara at a table while she browses Nancy's file.
Still looking at that file?
Oh, I'm trying to find some contact info for Nancy's daughter.
Clara, do you really think it's a good idea to involve yourself in all of this?
Oh, no.
What is it?
An obituary. Nancy's daughter, Noelle Swanson, died 30 years ago. Looks like it was cancer. The family made a donation to a cancer research center in Noelle's name. Oh, I so wanted to bring Nancy some Christmas joy.
Clara, this birth certificate, it's not for Noelle. It's for a Denise.
Oh, look at the year. And the mother's name.
Noelle had a baby.
Oh, Felix. I can track down this granddaughter for Nancy.
Clara, you could be walking into a minefield. What if Nancy doesn't appreciate your interference?
Okay. I know that I can poke my nose where it's not wanted sometimes. You, of all people, should know that this season is about doing for others. I mean, am I so wrong for wanting to give a precious gift to a dying woman?
Of course not. I'm just saying,
you just can't do anything right. Clara.
Lights go out.
No, not again.
This is not good. All of the food in the freezer will thaw. I have an idea. Come with me.
Come.
Near the freezer.
Well, we can't do anything about my problems, but we can do something about yours. We were supposed to host 50 elderly romantics tonight, but the storm put a wrench in those plans. So, do you think this will work for your dinner?
Wait, what?
I can't afford this food.
It's already paid for, and it'll all go to waste. And Dan wouldn't turn his back on 200 people down on their luck, not on Christmas. Right, Dan?
Well...
I can't just take it.
Okay, you know, I'll just pitch the whole write-off thing to my uncle. We just get out of here.
Oh,
very
great,
cold.
Great. So we'll keep all the food in the freezer and it'll stay cool there. And there you have it.
That is so generous of you.
Well, that's what Christmas is all about, right? Bringing a little hope and joy.
I'm very grateful to you both.
Well, I'm sorry I was a jerk earlier.
You found your way in the end.
Yeah.
I think I can do it. I can make my soup with these ingredients and donate it to your event.
Thank you, Clara.
Okay, let's get to work. I'm not doing this on my own.
Yes, ma'am.
By candlelight, Dan and Felix chop veggies on cutting boards.
Hey, I told you a fine dice. It has to blend in.
You should be more worried about bumping into someone with a knife in hand.
Imani shimmies her shoulders to the music and grins, and Felix dances over to Clara.
No, I'm cooking.
Oh, come on, show us your moves.
Oh, Felix, you've got moves. You should share these with someone special. Have you ever thought about getting remarried?
Oh, I already bombed at that. I've got my church and my parishioners.
Oh, you should be open to God's will. Imani, you take over and you're with me.
Got it. You.
Imani and Felix dance. He twirls her, then dips her over his arm. They gaze at each other, then turn back to the counter.
Back to shopping.
Imani picks up a sparkling garland. Then, she turns and drapes the silver and gold strands over Clara's shoulders.
Just a little sparkle.
Thank you.
As the blizzard continues outside the diner, Imani looks up from her phone in the dining room. Then, she reaches over a booth and yanks Felix's phone from his hand.
Okay, enough. Stop stalking your son and call him. You're not doing yourself or Bobby any good.
Exactly. It's getting late. Call the boy. Fix it.
It's not that simple.
Go to him. Talk to him face to face. Maybe he'll be more open.
As someone with a complicated relationship with his dad, I agree.
Okay. Okay. I promise I will go to see him. If we ever get out of here.
Good.
Dan looks up from a sketchbook.
I actually drew something for your kids.
What?
I still feel terrible about tonight, and I wanted to do something for them. I know it's not much, but...
Are you kidding? This is beautiful.
The kids sleep beside Ellie.
Yeah?
Yes, they'll love it.
Cool.
Why'd you quit art school?
In a memory, Dan kisses his girlfriend while he and his friends party in the diner.
You know, the last Christmas I had before I left school, I actually had a blast. Top of my class. Had my girlfriend. Friends and I, we were inseparable.
Now, he sits at the diner counter.
Months after that, my girlfriend got offered a job as a designer at a huge clothing brand in New York City. She invited me to go with her. I said no. I was a jerk. I told her that maybe we weren't right for each other, after all. I was just gonna hold her back, you know. It's my moment.
Dan, your circumstances may have changed, but your talent, your value, that hasn't gone anywhere. I should cut you some slack. I've been so single-minded since Martin passed. It's hard to see what other people are going through.
Let's be honest. I was being a jerk to you, too. I just wanted people to respect me. At least here, you know, but obviously I went about that the wrong way. You know I couldn't run this place without you, right?
I know.
Okay, good.
Guys, it's Christmas!
Oh, look at the moon!
Everyone gazes at the night sky through a window. High above the diner, wisps of cloud drift past a full moon. On Christmas morning, Dan sleeps on a diner counter with a Santa hat pulled over his eyes. Imani wakes up in a booth while Felix and Clara doze nearby.
Hey guys!
Ah.
Guys, wake up!
What time is it?
Oh, it's dawn. And come look! Look!
Everyone peers through a window. In the parking lot, a utility crew lifts the fallen pole with a crane.
A white Christmas and their mom. I know two little people who'll be very happy this morning.
Well, how's that for answered prayers?
Helps when you've got a direct line.
Really, I gotta start going to church.
Oh.
With a smile of relief, Imani folds a blanket.
You know, I have to say, this has been one of the greatest Christmas Eves I've had in ages. As fulfilling as pastoral life has been, I've been feeling a little bit uninspired at church lately, and I didn't know what was missing. But I know now. It was family. And last night, I felt this sense of family that I haven't felt since Bobby was small. You have all inspired me to reconnect with my son. So thank you.
Okay, well, let's not all act like we're never gonna see each other again. In fact, I would like to volunteer for mission dinner today. I'll bring the kids.
Yes, I would love to come, and I'll bring Jade.
Ahem.
Oh, me? You know I got nothing else to do. I'll be there.
Yes, I love this idea.
Well, then it's settled. Oh, so sorry.
Imani crouches to retrieve Nancy's folder, then stares at a photograph.
Clara?
Hmm?
Why do you have a picture of me as a baby?
In a photo, a baby has a birthmark under her collarbone.
You? No, honey, that's,
Well, you're sure that's you?
I only have one baby picture before I was adopted. And if that wasn't enough proof...
Imani reveals a star-shaped birthmark.
This puts any doubt to rest.
Clara remembers Nancy's words.
The Star of Bethlehem is carved into each piece. Oh, it can't be.
Imani stares at Clara. At the diner.
What is going on?
What do you know about your adoption, honey?
My parents never gave me much information. When I got older, I pushed, but they weren't forthcoming. I figured it was something ugly, like I was abandoned. So I didn't press. Why?
I think I know who your mother was and who your grandmother is.
What do you mean, Clara?
Okay, my employer. Nancy. She had a daughter, Noelle, who was an incredible artist. Noelle died and left a baby behind. You. And your grandmother has been looking for you for years. This is a picture of Nancy's granddaughter. And I didn't realize it until now. And your certificate. Noelle had a baby girl, Denise Imani. You are Nancy's granddaughter.
This is wild.
Your mother put a Star of Bethlehem on all of her artwork, just like the one underneath your collarbone.
No. No, this can't be, and I don't believe you.
Imani, your name, it means faith and belief. Are you really ready to look past this wondrous miracle on Christmas Day?
You weren't unwanted, And you certainly weren't abandoned. You were given to a loving family, and your birth family has never stopped thinking of you. Oh, you're loved.
Imani picks up her baby picture and the photo of Noelle. While she gazes at these pieces of her past, a tearful smile spreads across her face.
I was loved.
Later, in the parking lot, Imani shuts her eyes and lifts her face skyward.
Imani?
Are you okay?
I don't know. I think I'm processing a lot of emotions. Fear, gratitude, excitement. It's a lot.
I try to just accept God's gifts for what they are. Oh, looks like Mr. and Mrs. Claus had a rough night.
Felix finds the decorations in a snowbank.
Oh, I was about to see these guys again.
You're right.
While Dan rescues Santa and Mrs. Claus, Felix finds Imani's lost money and looks toward the sky.
Well, now you're just showing off. Speaking of gifts from God.
My tips?
You must have dropped them when you tried to leave.
Well, I can't believe they're still there. Thank you.
Imani and Felix hug. Later, Clara and Imani visit Nancy with the kids.
Okay, be careful. Be careful.
Okay.
You can hold on to the banister.
If you're carolers, I'll tell you like I told the others. Go away!
Clara, what are you doing here? I know that it's early, but I have a special Christmas gift for you.
As Imani carries a poinsettia bouquet into Nancy's living room, Nancy stares at her smiling face.
Noelle?
No. I'm Imani. Oh, babies. Babies, come.
Nancy peers at the kids.
And who are you?
I'm Roxy. I'm Julian. Nice to meet you.
Well, it's nice to meet you, too. Welcome.
Later, Imani and Clara look at Noelle's paintings.
She was so talented. Julian is a really great drawer. So maybe he inherited his talent from her?
I don't doubt it. I have something for you. This was in Noelle's things addressed to you.
Nancy presents Imani with an envelope and sits down beside her. Meanwhile, Claire approaches the kids as they play nearby.
Hey, guys. You want to go up in the attic and find some really cool toys?
Yeah.
All right, come on.
While Claire leads the kids upstairs, Imani opens the letter. She smiles at Nancy and begins to read.
Dearest baby girl, it has been the privilege of my life bringing you into this world. I write this letter to let you know a few things that I wish for your future. First, I wish that you grow up in a family full of love.
Imani smiles and nods as she remembers her adoptive family.
I did.
Good.
I hope you embrace everything this world has to offer, and that you get to experience the miracle of motherhood. Even for this brief moment of time, it has transformed my life in ways I never expected. I love you, my sweet.
Imani shuts her eyes, then gently presses her mother's letter to her heart.
When my parents passed, I was wondering more and more about my biological family. Where I got my nose, my voice, or my hatred of cucumbers.
Cucumbers? That was for me. We didn't know Noelle was pregnant, or I would have come for you. We always set such high expectations for her. Maybe too high. Maybe she feared we wouldn't accept you. When I did find out about you, I hired a private detective who kept running into dead ends. I wish I'd found you sooner.
Me too. And Noelle. I wish I'd had the chance to meet her.
Me too.
Nancy's eyes grow misty as she looks at her granddaughter.
So many regrets.
No. No, this is a moment to celebrate. This wonderful gift. We just have to make up for lost time.
Yes. Yes. Oh, I,
What?
I would like it very much if you and the children would move in. And I understand if you think me too forward. It's just that I don't have all the time in the world, and whatever time there is, I'd like to spend it with you.
With smiles and tears of joy, Imani and Nancy share a warm embrace. In a snowy yard, Felix steps through a wooden gate. On a residence, a sign reads, 4530B. Felix pauses, then walks down a flight of stairs toward a home's front door. With a gloved hand, he reaches out. A Christmas tree glows in the foyer as Bobby opens the door. Felix looks at his son.
Merry Christmas, Bobby.
Dad. You okay?
Felix nods.
Well, better late than never, I guess.
Listen. I know we have a lot to work out between us. I let you down in a lot of ways, and I regret every single one of them. But I love you, Bobby. That is an undeniable truth. So, if you're ever open to it, I want to build on that. No strings.
While Bobby lingers in the doorway, Felix's eyes glisten. With resignation, Felix nods and turns back toward the stairs.
It's about time.
Felix turns back to face Bobby.
I've been waiting for you to show up.
I'm sorry it took so long.
Well, you better come inside, I guess.
Really?
I missed you, Dad.
My son.
Felix cries as they embrace.
You have no idea how much I've missed you.
At Nancy's house.
Yeah, the kids are gonna love living here. And they're gonna love having family.
They are precious.
Thank you.
Okay, so Jade's waiting. I am gonna run.
Oh, Clara. Thank you so much for everything. And I will see you this afternoon.
With bells on.
Clara.
Clara. I don't have the words to thank you for bringing my family to me. I know that my behavior with you for these past few months has been insufferable. I do hope you'll accept my apology.
No need.
Oh, yes, there is. I put my hurt onto you, everyone else. That's not right. And I understand that you'll be leaving at the beginning of the year?
No,
I'm not going anywhere. I'll be here as long as you need me. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Later, Imani, Clara, and Dan serve meals at the church's dinner.
Last night it seemed like Christmas was going to be a disaster. We lost our biggest donor, got pummeled with that storm. I admit, I was feeling a little sorry for myself, and a bit weary. My faith was being tested. But that's okay, because that's when God brings his blessings. He puts people in your path that enrich your life in ways you can't imagine.
You may have seconds and thirds.
Okay, you better be careful. I might just want to marry you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, here you go, man. That is good for one free meal at Rocco's Diner, and you are welcome anytime.
I appreciate you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
In the church, Felix holds his Bible.
Last night, God put three strangers in my path. And because of these people, miracles happen. Small ones, like little drops from heaven. We helped each other find our way home. And because of them, I feel connection and togetherness, a true reason for the season. I was reminded of something really important about heaven last night. Heaven is other people. We are at our strongest when we lift each other up. Let the church say, Amen.
Amen.
And now I would like to invite one of my new friends to take the stage and sing a very special song.
Near a Star of Bethlehem decoration, Imani stands near Felix's piano.
Hey God, it's me. I hate to be a bother, but I could use a minute or two. Yeah, I'm just so heartbroken, disappointed in the way this world is coming unglued. And I can't help but wonder, are you?
Text, 1 year later. Now, Imani leads a choir before a full congregation. Nancy smiles beside her great-grandchildren in a pew. Across the aisle, Clara, Jade, and Dan sit among the parishioners.
Christmas.